curious your thoughts on how the schedule is playing out because of the Olympics. Is it a little odd to know that the Open and the PGA Championship are only 2 weeks apart from each other this time?
It is a little odd, yeah. I mean, and they're very close together, but a lot of tournaments are all over the place. Tournaments that we've played in the same place for a long time are definitely moved all the way around. You know, Travelers is a few weeks away now, and Canadian Open's coming up, so it's a little different schedule. But you know, that's okay. You know, having golf in the Olympics is a pretty cool thing.
I know you've got a lot going on in your personal life, and you even talk about that. But when you see a headline on Golf Digest that says something like, "What in the world has happened to Hunter Mahan?" I've got to believe that to a certain extent you get a little bit of a laugh about that. But what's your reaction when there's an article like that being written about you, about your game, especially here early on in 2016? And what do you do to right the ship?
Well, I have to take it in perspective, because my personal life and my home life is so unbelievably great that the worst thing in my life is that my golf game, I'm not shooting the scores that I like to, then, you know, that's okay. You do have to take a step back and look at things from a different perspective and realize golf is still just golf. And the more I treat it like that, I think the better I'll probably play, you know, if I don't put so much onto it and so much of myself into the game where, you know, it's my whole mood and it's everything. That's a lot of pressure. That's too much to put on it. So, you know, that's okay. You know, it's been great to be at home, to be a husband and father, and to welcome my third child into the world and be a part of that has been so much fun. And I'm really excited though about, been practicing, working on my game, and looking forward to this end of the year and getting back out there and competing.